Steven Soderbergh is a hot property in Hollywood, especially after his remarkable showing at this year's Oscars. He became the first person to be nominated twice for Best Director and to have two films nominated for Best Picture. But after Traffic and Erin Brockovich, Soderbergh is back with something very different. Los Angeles Times film critic Kenneth Turan has this review of Ocean's 11.
Ocean's 11 is a suave caper movie that involves George Clooney and Brad Pitt in a scheme to walk away with all of the money in Las Vegas. It's not a new story. Ocean's 11 takes its title and its Let's Rob the Casinos concept from the dated and tedious 1960 original that starred Frank Sinatra and his celebrated pals.
Hi, Benny.
Hello, Sam. How are you?
Oh, same as always. I move, I breathe, I seem to feel the thrill of life along the keel.
You know something? I think the only reason why I got into this cape is so I could see you again.
Sounds like a hell of a price, and I agree with you. I'm worth it.
The new Oceans is lots better. It is also the latest step in director Steven Soderbergh's personal quest to keep the phrase intelligent popular entertainment from becoming an oxymoron. That quest began with Out of Sight in 1998 and continued with Erin Brockovich in Traffic. With Ocean's 11, Soderbergh is helped by a sharp script written by Ted Griffin. It's got plot twists that are actually surprising, amusing characters, a fine ear for clever banter, and a distinctive air of hipster bemusement. Plus, it's got Clooney and Pitt, who are so cool, their clothes would not have the nerve to wrinkle.
What?
I need a reason.
Don't say money. Why do this?
Why not do it?
Because yesterday I walked out of the joint after losing 4 years of my life. Because the house always wins. Play long enough, you never change the stakes, the house takes you. Unless, when that perfect hand comes along, you bet big, and then you take the house.
Been practicing this speech, haven't you?
A little bit. Did I rush it? Felt like I rushed
it. No, it's good. I liked it.
Just like The Magnificent Seven, The Dirty Dozen, and other numerically titled films, the best part of Ocean's 11 is the gathering of the gang, the recruitment of the skilled operatives needed to do the job. Among the most fun to watch are Elliot Gould as a Las Vegas version of a mad Roman emperor in exile, and Matt Damon as a second-generation grifter with the fastest hands in town.
Who are you?
Friend of Bobby Caldwell's. You're either in or you're out. Right now.
What is it?
It's a plane ticket. A job offer.
Well, you're pretty trusting pretty fast.
Well, Bobby has a lot of faith in you.
Fathers are like that. Oh, he didn't tell you. He doesn't want me trading on his name.
If you do this job, he'll be trading on yours. If you don't, we'll find somebody else who won't be quite as good, and you can go back to feeling up stockbrokers. Can you get the check, please?
Las Vegas, huh?
America's playground.
While much better than the original, this Ocean's 11 is not perfect either. Julia Roberts plays the inevitable object of everyone's desire in too much of a humorless funk to be attractive to anybody, and the film's champagne bubble energy goes flat well before it should. But even if the ending is disappointing, that doesn't negate the fine work that has come before. Director Soderbergh has constructed an elaborate edifice designed strictly for pleasure, just like Las Vegas.
Kenneth Turan is a film critic for the Los Angeles Times.